ever go truly full on on wild. I don't know that the world's gonna handle it, I'll be honest.
Tell you, that man is small in real life, but down in his pants he is larger than them all.
The world is not real anymore. That's okay.
It sounds like when people fuck my ass. They just fuck my ass one more time. And he's a...
Oh, hell yeah, baby. Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to DP Sundays at 6, the most hog wild show in the universe.
DP Sundays at 6 in the mix, baby.
Can you hear him, D? Can you hear the studio audience?
Oh, I hear him. I'm eating up the praise. It's so beautiful.
Y'all are too kind. They're ready for riffs with their pussy mouth and asshole.
Ready for those riffs. Riffs Holy and spliffs, God. Baby.
This is unbelievable. Wow. Wow. And we haven't even gotten off to the races yet, and they're already fucking... rowdy, D.
They're so rowdy, they're ready, they're hungry for it, they're hungry. They're hungry for those riffs, baby.
Of course, I am P, Paige Campbell.
And I'm D, Deandra Williams.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God, D. We're getting a standing O before the show even starts.
I know, right? This is beautiful. Just like I expected and put in my rider.
Yeah, D won't show anymore if there's not a standing O at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I refuse to show up to any show that I'm supposed to play if I'm not greeted by a standing ovation.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. We're on Instagram this week, D.
Yeah, we're on Instagram. I, like a fool, made dinner plans, so...
How dare you have a social life outside of DP Sundays at 6?
How
the most hog wild
dare
show
I? The most hog wild show in the universe.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you with the soundboard, but I want to get the message across that we're on Instagram, but that doesn't mean you're not getting the whole experience. I got a Bluetooth speaker going on over here. We're giving you DP 4D, the whole show. Doesn't matter that we have to fucking resort back to the Zuck.
And I've got 2 turntables and a microphone, to quote Beck, so I'm ready to roll.
Oh, do you? As D.
Yeah, here's
D
one.
A little J to her title.
Yeah, I'm spinning some hot tracks right now. You just can't see it because it's all down here.
Yeah, let's hear it. Can you give us a little something something?
Yeah, here's a record scratch. And here's a little sound effect.
Oh, I got one better for you. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You did it old school.
Sounds like PC is becoming a DJ.
Dude, absolutely. Well, I mean, there was no show last week, which we can get into. You had something going on.
We had a show.
Oh, a show. Of course.
Yeah. We had a show. Lisa played our last show for a while, which was bittersweet, but it was fun. It was for this organization called No More Dysphoria, which is a organization that helps connect trans people to resources that they need. So, really fun show. Lisa's taking a little bit of a break now. We're going to try to do some recording, do some writing, and yeah, it was a nice little send-off. Where's the lie, indeed?
I get so excited about new technology.
Paige loves a shiny object.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, that's great. You all had a fucking wonderful send-off show. That's beautiful and great to hear. But really, the point was, I've been adding 2 things to the soundboard every week, and last week there was no show, so you would think 4 this week, but I'm lazy, so I did 3. I added 3 things to the soundboard.
Hey, 3 out of 4 ain't bad, to misquote Meatloaf.
Yep, that is exactly right. Yeah, but I'm glad to hear it was a great show. Did anything hog wild happen to you?
Nothing hog wild happened, but something sucked. After the show, Samantha and I got COVID, so we were laid up in the house.
That was another factor with the no-show last week. It was kind of like, you had to recharge your batteries. You had to go to the activation point and fucking...
We had to get rested. And we had to get rested after we got tested.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, Paige, you're drinking a little goblin piss?
It's a little fucking hog piss, dog. I gotta get energized for the show. You're bouncing back from COVID. I'm fucking just living a dirtbag lifestyle. So I gotta fucking...
Well, hair of the hog.
Every week I gotta recuperate. I like it. It's not hog, but I like your headphones, Z. You got some fucking...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have my little meow meow headphones. I'm going like meow meow.
Yeah, you look like Cat Mario, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, if I don't like something, I'm just gonna start hissing at the camera. And if I like something, I'm gonna start rubbing up against it with my face.
Oh, that's beautiful. I wanted to say, drop a booyah in the chat if you're hanging out. I do see some people hanging out. We got Noah hanging out. We got fucking Dubatronic, which is of course Radio Out.
We have Radio Out, long time fan of the pod.
Thanks for hanging out, and let us know what you'd like to hear added to the soundboard. It's ever evolving.
Let us know. We want to
Noah Castain hanging out in the chat. I don't even know if I want to read that. we're getting a little spam already.
Noah Castain says, "When will the recount for the Hog Cup champ be announced?"
What I can say is, last week you had to take off because of the show, D. I was just showing my baby a good time. I was hanging out with the Hog Cup, which I did win, by the way. I'm the champion. Yeah.
The answer to when will the recount for the Hog Cup champion announced is, if you recount the episode where the Hog Cup champion was announced, I think it was pretty clear who won that.
That is right, yep. Is that picking up all right, dude? Can you hear that?
It's picking up a little bit on my side, but you may need to turn the volume up on your laptop. Because
Yeah, let me know after I've done it for the first 8 minutes.
Here, give us a little shot. I can hear it. It was a little low.
Well, it's like, the thing, too, is I also think it kind of varies from clip to clip, because I just ripped them all offline.
try a new clip. See if it works.
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll try our classic Kid Rock clip.
I think that was better. That was pretty loud. Do you have a Beavis and Butthead sound on there?
Oh, I don't think I do yet. What do you really want to hear, D?
I want to hear. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh my god, D. Zuckerberg already had to come in and.
I'm still going. And don't even get me started about...
Oh, my God.
Board shorts.
Wow, D. You're going to get us fucking kicked off. We're going to get a goddamn... It's not a copyright strike. What, the FCC is going to come after us?
The FCC is going to come after us for this show, which is not on the air.
The PC
thought police are gonna come in and shut it down. I tell you what.
Yeah, they can't take it off Twitter though. It's free speech.
Dude, the beep reminded me of a time in high school. I did a lot of acting, and one year we did Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah.
And I was playing fucking Dogberry, the watch or whatever. And there's an extended scene where Dogberry gets called an ass. But because we were a Christian school, we weren't allowed to say ass. So they literally had someone in the God booth, like the sound booth, just hitting a button to hit a beep to get the gag across.
Oh my god, to say ass? Ass is in the Bible.
I know, ass is in the Bible. Jesus wrote on an ass.
Yeah, Jesus wrote on a big, fat, juicy ass.
Yeah.
You know
you
what
can
I'm
just call
about?
Me... You can call me Jesus every Sunday. I'm just saying that.
Andy fucked. Who'd they say he fucked?
Some people speculate that Jesus had a relationship with Mary Magdalene, and they had children together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. So,
the the Christianity that they don't want you to know about says that.
I mean, dude, going around saying you're the son of God is pretty annoying. Can you imagine the grandson of God?
Dude, that's just...
my granddad is? It's like, fuck off.
Dude, you know that guy goes to cons to do signatures.
Dude, Jesus' son is a fucking piece of... He's a douchebag.
Jesus' son is a piece of shit.
He wears an ass hat.
Jesus' grandson is just kind of accepted the fate that he's not as cool as his dad could be, and he's really not as cool as his granddad could be.
Yeah, but I'm gonna imagine him like a frat guy, like a Jesus frat guy.
Hey, do you know who my dad is?
Yeah. He goes around to parties trying to get bitches to eat his body and blood.
Yeah, I mean, he's always turning water into wine, baby.
Yeah, that is true. Turn a little Keystone Light into a little Pinot. And,
yeah.
That'd be fucking cool.
The joke here is that Keystone Light is a very emphasis on light beer.
It's water. That's right. I mean,
it's water. It's horse piss.
The fucking studio audience likes it, dude. They're into it.
Dude, they are fucking eating out of the palm of your hand.
The studio audience is a little slow. Sometimes it takes them a second to get some of the jokes, but they're cool. They're hanging out.
Yeah, they're hanging out, and we're glad you're hanging out, too. Drop a booyah in the chat if you're just joining us. Drop a comment for Paige on what that fourth sound should be on the soundboard.
Drop a booyah in the chat. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to say anything. If you've got a topic that you want to suggest or ask us a question, that's fine, but you don't have to really say anything about hog cup numbers or anything like that.
You don't really need to address things that have been settled.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't need to bring up things that have had a decisive conclusion to them.
Yep, that is right. Dee, can I ask what's your time frame like today? I know you're running right out to a dinner. We can go 40?
I'm here till 7, baby.
Here till 7. Fucking beautiful.
Number
of perfection,
oh my God. Because on this day, God rested.
Yeah. Wait.
I pointed to myself as an act of blasphemy.
Oh, yeah. That's on Sunday, I suppose.
Sunday.
I was touting this a bit as a little Mother's Day special. Do we want to talk about Mother's Day?
Ah, Mother's Day special. Well, I am mother, so I guess I am qualified to comment on this.
Well, you know, I found a picture of a pig getting its teeth sucked.
Aww.
I was like, hey, what better day to fucking use a picture I found online to dictate the way the show goes?
The ideal motherhood.
That is right. Sucking right from a teat.
Sucking right from a teat, baby.
The teat of a pig. The teat of a swine.
This teat of a swine. You could say they're getting some of that swine wine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, the power to turn tit milk into wine. That would be cool. Yeah.
Dude, that would be pretty cool. Have you ever put milk in wine? Have you ever double dipped?
That sounds awful.
It is disgusting.
A pino con leche.
Dude, every restaurant I go to in the city, I order a pino con leche. And if they don't have it, I flip a table over and I scream at the bartender.
Yeah, just like Jesus, dude.
Just like Jesus. Jesus screamed at every bartender in Jerusalem. Just like Jesus. Well, Paige, I did want to give this away up front, but I wrote a little song for Mother's Day.
Oh, you have an official Mother's Day song?
I have an official Mother's Day song. If I go get my guitar, I'll play it for you.
Go get it. That sounds fucking beautiful.
Let's have a little Paige's soapbox.
Oh, a little Paige's soapbox?
Yeah.
How?
I'll be right back. Meow, meow.
I need to know how much time I'm working with. How long will it take you to get this guitar?
You have 5 minutes to drop a fake bombshell opinion on the people.
Oh my God.
Actually,
I don't know how to do it.
You have 2 minutes to drop a big bombshell opinion on anyone and anything that you want to talk about.
2 minutes I can work with, yeah.
Okay. And we're going to call this...
Benjamin,
how's it going, Adam Benjamin? All right, we're going to call this segment Paige's 2 minutes in heaven.
All right, I'm just going to throw some ideas. Oh, Adam can't hear us because he's at a Mother's Day dinner. Adam, we'll get to the topic of Mother's Day in a second. I'm sorry that we're not we don't have capability here, and we don't have captions.
What's that? Also, can we just look at the jump in the autocorrect that happened? Adam Benjamin said he's at a dinner at a Tammy, and then he said, "Oops, at a restaurant."
Yeah, dinner at Tammy. Yeah.
I want to know what you've been typing that autocorrects that.
Yeah. Accessibility is what I meant. Sorry, we don't have accessibility, Adam. But I guess it's Zuckerberg's fault.
Yeah, it's Zuckerberg's fault. Zuckerberg is the reason. We blame Zuck because we've been cucked by Zuck, and we're gonna blame him.
Yeah, he's blamed.
He's blamed. All right, this is a little segment I like to call Paige's 2 minutes in heaven.
I do like that. All right, well, the first thing I want to say is I'm a bit of a dirtbag, so I'm going to fucking, don't tell D, I almost got caught red-handed, don't tell D, but I'm going to take the first 15 seconds to go charge my goddamn vape. It's just going to be complete radio silence. Fuck it, who gives a shit? All right, but now I'm back. And listen, I guess we lost Adam Benjamin. That's okay. He wasn't hanging out. The thing I wanted to talk about is I was last night, me and the producer, we had a fucking trilogy. We watched all the Evil Dead movies. And I was thinking maybe I – oh, never mind. I can't. This is a secret thing. Oh, hey, D, what's up? Welcome back.
Oh, hello. I'm back.
You're back. That was not 2 minutes, but welcome back. I had a lot of shit I wanted to get off my chest.
Did you get it all off your chest? Were you talking about tariffs and imports?
No, I'm talking about what I may add to the soundboard, but what I may add to the soundboard is confidential top secret information. So I was going to tell everyone on the show, but not everyone.
Not everyone. You gotta tune in week to week.
That's right. Yeah, you gotta find out.
You gotta find out later. Alright, this is a little ditty that I wrote exclusively for DP, Sundays at 6. You're not gonna hear this anywhere else.
This is an official premiere, and it is Mother's Day, and if you're hanging out, that's great due to Mother's Day. Adam Benjamin we lost because he's celebrating Mother's Day, so if you are around your mother, and that's the reason you can't enjoy premium comedy, that's fine. But if you don't celebrate your mother, this is a world premiere right now on DP Sunday Sports.
It's Mother's Day, the day that you celebrate your mother. Instead, I'm hanging on Instagram. Hanging out here with my brother.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. That's my exclusive Mother's Day song just for DP, Sundays at 6.
It sounds like the crowd is really enjoying it, and I enjoyed it quite a bit as well.
I'm so glad. I'm glad you liked it.
I mean, this crowd is over the moon for the show. They keep going. We don't want to cut them off, unfortunately. We do have the soundboard, you know, when you hear the machine gun, there's not a real machine gun, but that's all real. Shit up. We got Aaron saying he'll call her later, I suppose. Yeah, it's a good idea to call your mom. It's not a bad move.
Aaron says he'll call his mother later. He suppose. But the thing you should do right now is give a dozen roses.
This is going to be a 40-minute song. He's just going to keep adding verses for every new topic we introduce.
New topic introduce. We're going to get loose. We're going to spill the juice because it's Mother's Day.
That's right. It's Mother's Day, folks. Of course, the holiday where we all celebrate that game from Game Boy Advance that never quite came to the States.
Yeah, Mother's Day is actually an Earthbound reference.
Yeah, it's all about Earthbound. Everyone knows that, of course.
It is all about Earthbound.
I was talking to some shit the other day. You want it controversial. This is not Paige's soapbox anymore. Wait, what'd you call it?
I called it Paige's 2 minutes in heaven.
Yeah, 2 minutes in heaven is good.
Because when you're with me, all you need is 2 minutes in heaven.
Aaron Sandy already wished Happy Mother's Day to his cam girl girlfriend.
Ah, damn it. Well, I was too late.
Hey, whatever you got going on is what I'll say. As long as you got a mother. Or, how about this counterpoint? Fuck your mother.
Fuck your mother.
What do you think about that, dude?
Dude, that's how Polly Walnut celebrates Mother's Day.
Yeah, that is it. That is exactly right.
Not to give a Soprano spoiler, but he has a bit of a contentious relationship with his mom.
That was crazy in season 4 when him and his mom fucked, dude. You remember? Yeah.
Fucked. Yeah, the unaired episode of The Sopranos. They had to pull it from the air real quick.
Yeah. She sounded like a soprano because she was singing.
Whoa!
You know what I'm saying, Dean?
That deserves a little sting from the soundboard, I think.
I'm telling you, it takes him a second. It takes him a second to get it, but... Yeah. I like the cough at the end.
I love how it dips down a little bit and then it picks back up.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's almost like they want an encore from you.
They want an encore and they're gonna get it.
It's like you're walking off stage at the end of your set and then they start to dip down and then you walk back out and they're like, oh shit.
Dude, encore for comedy is so fucking weird. We're like, so few people have jokes that are like people want to hear over and over again. But some people do. They say like Jim Gaffigan like ends every show and then just comes out and does Hot Pockets.
He has an encore set. He plays by musician rules.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Italians and their mothers. You're exactly right, Aaron. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's pretty gabagoolish if you ask me.
If we're talking Mother's Day, I think if we may have had this conversation already on DP. I forget if we did a Mother's Day special in the past. But if
we probably have.
If you want to put a little DP twist, and feel free to throw some suggestions in the audience chat and Aaron, fucking MILFs. We could talk about some MILFs.
We could talk about some MILFs. We could talk about moms I'd love to flatter.
We can talk about, man, I love free speech. You know,
we can talk about, man, I love free speech. I think we have to do a Mother's Day special every year because it always falls on a Sunday.
And there's always,
doesn't
always,
it?
There's always new MILFs. Wait, does it always fall on a Sunday?
I don't know if it does, actually.
Wait.
Mother's Day always falls on a Sunday, according to D. I'm going to double down. Yeah, Mother's Day always falls on a Sunday.
Always. It's like Easter.
Yeah. Check if this is a movable holiday, Paige.
I mean, it is like Easter because these MILFs make me rise again and again and again and again.
Hey!
We were talking about Sopranos. I'll open the floodgates with Carmela Soprano.
Ah, Carmela Soprano.
What do you think?
She?
I mentioned that I'm always adding to the soundboard, but I didn't show what I added. So here,
yeah, here, I think you should show what you added.
What do you think, Carmela Soprano, one way or the other? Yes, no, MILF?
I think absolute MILF. Carmela Soprano is a 5 out of 5 MILF.
So there we go. That's one of them you sound.
Did you play that at the end of Paige's 2 minutes in heaven?
I really should have, but it ended up being Paige's fucking 25 seconds in heaven. You made me come early.
All right.
That's not, yeah. Well, that's all right. So, yeah, Aaron's correct. Italians and their mothers. We got Carmela Soprano.
Carmela Soprano is a mom I'd like to forget about.
A mom I'd like to forget about.
That's Tony Soprano's MILF, is a mom that's I'd good. Like to forget about.
That's good.
Oh, all right, we had Lois Griffin. Lois Griffin is kind of the obvious choice here. She's been making the rounds on the internet.
I would, you know, We want to hear the new sounds, but I'm going to have to also hit that with a... no question. And if you want to argue the point, like, oh, Lois Griffin's kind of gross. Listen, when you go on porn sites and they have the cartoon bouncing in the corner, it's always Lois Griffin. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Prove me wrong.
Lois Griffin bouncing in a corner. I'm hornier.
I'm hornier. Yep. It was just like pages 2 minutes in heaven. You won't last 30 seconds.
That's what some people say the retention rate of DP is.
Well, you know, fuck them. Who needs them?
Yeah. Man, I love to forget about it.
Man, I love to forget about it. Exactly. Aaron's saying Modern Family, the mom is in Happy Gilmore. Okay. Is she hot?
Is she?
I'm gonna look up Modern Family mom.
Sophia.
And Sophia Vergara. Does she play any moms though? Is she a mom IRL?
Look it up, Paige. Look it up.
We're not talking about cougars. We're fucking specifying. They have to technically be moms.
Look it up, Paige. See if it holds up. See if it holds up. And I'll give some. I'll give a little vamping music for Paige.
I mean, I look her up and it comes up right up says she's the best mom, no debate. So, yeah, I mean, hot best mom, no debate. I think you'd have to fucking bump it up. We're never going to hear this new song because we're only... Sophia Vergara, too. That's for her. I mean, you know, she's hot.
We're 4 for 4 right now.
We're four. Yeah,
for four.
Things are heating up in here. I fucking would turn on my AC, but I'm worried it would fuck with the audio of the show. So
yeah, it might mess up your PC.
That's
you're,
exactly.
You're sweating like a pig over there.
I'm sweating like a fucking pig here. It's heating up. It's the Mother's Day special, and we're talking elves. I'm gonna ask classic mother. I'm just throwing classic mothers in there. It's easy to just list off hotties all day.
It's easy. And I could do it.
And you could do it? Okay, give it
a try. I could do it. Who's a hottie?
Yeah.
Well, me for one. I'm not a mom. The alien from Aliens.
Oh. I guess she is a mom, right?
She is a mom.
Sound off in the chat. I would vote yes, but just because it's.
I also vote yes. I mean, she devours she people. That's pretty sexy.
Yeah, I guess she would kill you if you saying you'd like to fuck her. If you went near her, she'd fucking kill you. I don't think she'd let you fuck.
I mean, I love intimidating women. So
okay.
I'm not fazed.
You're voting yes. We're not hearing the new sound yet.
I'm voting yes. I'm gonna say the Epcot ball is another one, because you know we're not talking about this or this. We're talking about this. 360 degrees of curves, baby.
Is the Epcot ball again? Though I want to be technical. Is the Epcot ball a mother?
Well, I would say she's the mother of inventions, so yes, the Epcot ball is
the mother of innovation.
She's the mother of animation, baby.
Yeah, Aaron, the queen alien. I think that's
the queen alien herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sound off in the chat, because I, in pure interest of hearing the new sound, I'm gonna vote no queen alien. If I went near her and tried to fuck, she'd snap my dick off. I'm not into it.
Paige isn't into it.
We need a tiebreaker in the chat. You're asking Queen Alien. What do you think? MILF or not, Aaron?
Yeah. Sound off in the chat. You be the arbiter of this, Aaron.
Is she a MILF or is she not?
And is she a MILF?
What I'm finding that I need to add is the Jeopardy music. I'm going to get my vape, D. Think of more MILFs.
Okay, more MILFs.
I'm back.
He's back.
That's right. I'm back. And now yeah, so I liked Queen Alien D. I was gonna throw in we're just going classic by title. Say Mother Teresa.
Oh, Mother Teresa. All right.
What do you think? Is Mother Teresa I don't is she hot? I don't know what she looks like.
I mean, she's a mom I'd like to fuck, but I don't think she would because of that whole celibacy vow.
Yeah, that is true. That is a good point. Wait. I want to see what she looked like. Do you know what she looked like?
Yeah, I know how Mother Teresa looked. How do you fuck a xenomorph? Carefully.
Yeah. You're saying not sure how to fuck a xenomorph. We're just asking if you would. You can figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm saying no because of danger. I think there is a certain danger involved.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you can do a little searching.
If you do it. They're only showing me pictures of Mother Teresa really old, which I'm not in the gilfs.
You're not in the
so much
gilfs. That's a whole nother thing. It's not the day for it. But a gilf is also technically a milf.
Can you fuck these milfs in their prime, or do you have to fuck them right here, right now, what they look like?
Well, no, it's all about perspective fucking. It's not about, like, because it's a mom I'd like to fuck, not a mom that, like, I may fuck.
That is true. It's all desire. Yeah.
It's about the fantasy.
Yeah. That's it. That's a great point. But I'm saying I can't have a fantasy about the xenomorph because I can't imagine it going any way other than it devouring.
Other than very badly.
My face.
I don't know. I'd watch that.
Yeah. I mean, I would watch that. If that was I'd definitely check it out. All
dude,
right,
it's a porn parody of Aliens.
Oh, yeah. Now that I like. A penis popping out of someone's chest? A dildo?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It's just like... Instead of those blaster guns that they have, they just have, like, those big old strap-ons that they carry around to shoot.
Yep. I like that. It's xenomorph, but just XXX enomorph.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron could get into it. All right, so xenomorph, that's a tiebreaker. Xenomorph's a ding. But what do you think, D? I'm going no, Mother Teresa. I'm looking at pictures, and you're right, she's a nun. I don't. Nun is, could be kind of hot. It's forbidden fruit, but.
I don't know. Teresa, she's very sweet. She's I don't know. Sweet. I'm a sucker for compassionate women.
But yeah, and you're right, it's all about desire, so it's just like to if you're dinging Mother Teresa, that means
I'm dinging Mother Teresa.
Oh my god, D dinging Mother Teresa. So sound off in the chat, what do you think about Mother Teresa?
we gotta break this tie. We're going for an uncontested six or the five that we have in 1L.
Yeah, we're doing a bracket. You can get the MILF Cup.
It's the MILF Cup. And I wonder who would win that one.
These are the, yeah, I mean, D, you could make yourself eligible. You could have a child.
I could have a child.
I could not.
Some would say that the songs I've written are children.
I could have a child, but I would be a DILF, dude.
Oh, Paige, I know you probably have children somewhere in this country.
The problem would be lots and lots and lots of people wanting to fuck me. The problem would be I would not be M, I'd be D.
The problem would be it would get in the way of your very busy schedule.
That is right. Yeah. You can't bounce around from Carnegie Hall to fucking Wembley to fucking the United Center.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
That is true. That is very true, Paige.
Oh.
And I mean, folks, where's the lie?
All right, Aaron sounds off. I think Mother Teresa is dominatrix. I'm into it.
I mean, I respect y'all. I respect your answer. That's a ding. But, I respect your answer, but... You still haven't heard the new sound. Maybe we save the sound for future weeks, dude.
Paige, what if I say something that you just patently disagree with?
The floor is open. Give me a MILF.
I
could talk MILF all day. You want to do a 24-hour DP?
I think the Xenomorph Queen is very sexy.
You think? Wait, we already did Xenomorph Queen.
I know, but I'm going back to a previous example so you can test out the sound.
Oh, I disagree. I think no. I'm saying Xenomorph Queen already lost. What are you trying to do? You would have to.
No, Xenomorph Queen won.
Yeah.
Xenomorph Queen won, baby. Six.
I have no idea what you're trying to say. You want me to do the other sound.
I just want you to do the sound. I just want to hear what the sound is.
I think the writing's on the wall. I think people could probably figure it out.
Hey, I'm going to get my... Mother, hey, bartender. Here we go. Hey, bartender, I'm going to get...
Now that he's a pedophile? Kid Rock?
Right. I like the soundboard page. I like these additions.
Oh, thank you.
I like these additions very much. This is a complete sidebar because I'm still thinking about Aliens. But do you know the story of how Aliens was pitched?
I don't know if I do.
They were in a boardroom, and the guy who directed it, I can't remember his name, but he went up to the front of the room. And there was, like, a board, and he picked up, like, a marker or some chalk or some shit and wrote Alien.
Yeah.
And then he added an S to it and made it a dollar sign.
Yeah, I have heard that. Actually, that rules. I'd like to do the same thing. I wish I had a board in the back. What if it said, we could do a movie for a
franchise. Okay.
This is DP Studios. It's MILF. And then you just walk up to MILF. MILFs.
Well, that's what we've done already, Paige, I think, with this episode. We've really capitalized on it.
That's the episode title, is MILF with a dollar sign S.
James Cameron did Aliens.
James Cameron did
Thank you, Aaron.
Aliens. Which, I mean, Aliens is sick as fuck, but, dude, fucking Avatar pisses me off. I think we've talked about Avatar.
Dude, you think somewhere in a board... I don't think we have.
Oh, then fuck it. We could talk Avatar.
I think somewhere there's a boardroom where he says Avatar, the shape of water. Or not the shape of water. What is it called? The way of water?
Way of water sounds right. Something like that.
It is not the shape of water.
What is
shape? Because the shape of water. The shape of water is the movie about the woman who fucks the fish guy.
Oh, yeah. The girl who, the creature from the Black Lagoon makes a move. And she's into it.
Yeah.
She likes the creature.
Yeah.
That's fucking beautiful.
Emphasis on gooning when I watched that movie.
Yeah, I didn't watch the new one either, Aaron. And it seems like if you missed it in theaters, what's the point after that? Because, it's also like 3 hours long, the new one. It's fucking crazy.
Dude, the one after that is simple. It's just going to be Avatar, The Way of Water, and then an S with the dollar sign.
Avatar the Sway of Water.
No, Avatar the Way of Waters.
Dude, the first one sucked. I don't disagree, Aaron. I'm telling you, I don't get how it's the biggest franchise ever. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I feel like it's just because it's James Cameron's project.
Well, granted, I saw none of them in 3D, which I'm sure that does change the experience. But, like, the new one pissed me off because they were saying, like, Oh. I didn't even press anything. That's terrifying.
Paige, AI's catching up to you.
I'm fucking James Cameron is taking control.
Chat GDP.
But they said it like had to be like the fourth highest grossing movie ever to make a profit. And I'm like, dude, fuck that confidence. I wanted it to bomb so hard because it's like, dude, thank you for just being like, yeah, we'll spend that budget. Fucking. What is that, dude? That stinks.
Even the people who thought it was going to be bad saw it. I guarantee it.
Yeah. No, you're right. But a lot of people buy the hype. A lot of people are so, Avatar's the best, dude.
It's the Norm of the North effect.
Wait, what's Norm of the North?
Norm of the North was an awful movie that I think DreamWorks or Paramount made. And they kept making the movies because it became like a meme movie. So like they just used that being like, oh, people will go see this ironically, but they'll still go to see it, so we can still make money.
Mm.
So they made a few other ones and got a little extra cash that way.
No, but I mean that's funny, but I'm saying like there's a lot of people that like it. There's a lot of people that like fuck hard with it, I feel like. I mean, dude, the funniest shit is the people who are like saying that like they're so immersed by Avatar they can't go back to the real world. Like that's like there was that how-to episode on it, but like
yeah,
like,
that's right.
People who like speak the language and like fucking like
you're gonna learn the Na'vi language page. Get yourself a little tail so that you can connect with people.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. If your ponytail had nerve endings in it, that'd be kind of sweet. Get your ponytail sunk off.
I'd be like,
dude. But that's the thing. The people who are like that are like that know Na'vi and shit. Do you think if people in the groups hook up, they do the hair thing? It's like.
I refuse to have sex with anyone. I refuse to have sex with anyone unless they connect to my little ponytail back here. It's the most sensitive part of my body.
And it's just their, like, prop one, so it's like Velcro. You have to find someone else the other side of Velcro. Oh, that rules. Wait, yeah, what was that movie you were talking about, D? Fucking
Norm of the North.
Norm of the North. Yeah, Aaron's saying he saw Morbius in theaters. Morbius is a Norm of the North situation. Yeah.
Where people hated it so much. Yeah. People hated it so much they had to go see it.
Yeah, it became such a meme that they like put it back in theaters like again. Because, like because people were seeing it as a meme. I think it bombed the second time. But like made money because people were like, this is the worst movie ever.
Yeah. Never underestimate the power of a meme.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Speaking of Morbius, we were talking about MILFs. Are there any fucking sweet vampire MILFs, dude?
Is Elvira a vampire?
Is she a mom, is the question.
I think you better search that one.
I would say for sure she's a vampire.
Okay.
Elvira, this is a passion plea. We've been on Sphinguli. Can we be involved with you in some capacity? You're a beautiful MILF older woman, and I am Paige Campbell, MILF Hunter.
Dude, you timed that perfectly.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I haven't used the soundboard for it, but I've been known as a MILF Hunter for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ooh, your reputation precedes you.
Yeah, exactly right. Underworld Kate Beckinsale. I mean, yeah, the Underworld girls are hot. Are they vampires?
Are they vampires? And are they mothers?
Another great question. Wait, can vampires be moms?
I mean, you don't have to be a biological mother. I guess if you just raise a child, like...
That is a great point. Dude, stepmom is a fucking, what we like to call a beautiful little subgenre.
Smilf.
Smilf.
Dude, that just sounds like a slutty smurf.
Dude, smilf is really funny.
It's a smilf, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Twilight. Yeah, Twilight has a few mothers in it.
True.
Including Bella Swan.
Yeah, no, true. She's a mom, isn't she?
And
she's
Bella has the CGI baby.
Alright, and you're giving her a ding?
I'm gonna give Bella Swan a ding.
Yeah, true. Same. And, you know, Underworld gets a ding. Oh, did you have a new verse for us?
Underworld gets a ding.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. If you're just coming in, we're talking MILFs.
We're talking MILFs here, people.
Yeah.
And SMILFs, if you're so inclined.
If you're out there hanging out with your actual biological or adopted mom on Mother's Day, you're a dweeb. You should be hanging out with your friends and talking MILFs.
You should be talking MILFs with DP Sundays at 6.
DP Sundays at 6 with the other squealers. We're hanging out. We're talking MILFs. Yeah, D. I don't know. I think we may have beat that dead horse as much as we can.
Yeah, the dollars
and cents have stopped coming out.
We milfed it for all it was worth. That just sounds like you didn't catch the football in the big game or something.
I guess we can close off with our weeks here. Now.
Oh, yeah. Let's close off with our weeks.
Hog wild stories. Sort of hog wild. Just things I observed in the wild, you know?
You were the David Attenborough of decadence.
Yeah. But. They all include words that maybe we're not supposed to say. So I don't know. My offer is maybe you can start us off here. Nothing insane. Don't worry.
Well, my week.
Yeah, go ahead.
My week was very hog wild because I was quarantining. So you can imagine how hog wild I got.
What were you getting into?
I was playing music with our producer and my fiance, Samantha Padgett. We cooked a lot of dinner together, and we worked together, so that's all I did.
We watched
Destroy All Monsters, too.
Oh, yeah, I watched Destroy All Monsters.
Dude,
are any of the monsters moms?
Well, there is Son of Godzilla, but they never show if he has a mother or not.
Oh.
They just show the big DILF himself, Godzilla.
I want to lay into it. Godzilla for sure a DILF. We're not even putting that one up to debate.
Godzilla's solid. Yeah, no controversy there.
I'm looking up Son of Godzilla mom.
Okay. Maybe Mothra? I don't know.
And if you can think of any other monster ones, we could discuss the other monsters, of course.
I mean,
we
isn't
say
Mothra
Bride of Frankenstein?
Yeah, Bride of Frankenstein, baby.
Yeah.
Isn't Mothra supposed to be the queen of the monsters?
Yeah, but just because you're queen of the monsters doesn't mean you're a mom, right? Because Mothra.
But they call the queen of England the queen mother.
Wait, Dovatronic. We got Aaron saying in the 2001 Godzilla, they say Godzilla's a mom.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. If that's the case, then we're giving Godzilla a big fat ding. Oh, hell yeah. Godzilla, king of the monsters, 100% certified MILF.
Yes.
Dude, I was saying Bride of Frankenstein. Oh, also, Samantha's outside.
Paige, would you like to take 2 more minutes in heaven?
Yeah, we could do 2 more minutes in heaven. That would be awesome.
Okay.
All right, so now that Dee's out of the room, door's locked. Yeah, she's on the way, Padgett. You can see right on the screen she just left the room. Unless there's a bit of a delay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. All right, now that D is out of the room, what I was saying earlier is I'm thinking about adding to the soundboard. Tell me if this is a good idea or not. Me and Padgett just watched all the Evil Dead movies. What about the line from the Necronomicon that awakens the dead? Do you think that would be interesting if we could get some deadites on the show and have them go hog wild just by pressing a button on the soundboard? Sound off in the chat. Drop a booyah if you think we should awaken the dead on DP Sundays at 6. But also, I want to surprise Dee with awakening the dead. Don't tell her that this is my idea. Oh, Dee, you're back. Hello. I guess you got to put in the headphones to hear me.
There we go. Now I can hear you. Moron says what?
How we do on... Oh, my God. Wait, booyah from the famous porno clip. You're right. We need to add that to the soundboard. But what's the clip? How is there a famous porno clip? I don't know. That pisses me off, dude. Also, if you want to go into classic MILFs, we could say Dee Williams. We forgot to mention.
My child will never find me.
Aaron, you brought up the clip. You need to bring us up to speed, because otherwise I'm just gonna search "Booyah Porno Clip,"
where he pops his balls out of the girl's ass and yells "Booyah."
It's on Cumtown, according to our producer.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know this. Holy fuck! Can you put a porn link in the chat on Instagram?
I'm sure if you search "Cumtown Booyah," it'll pop up.
That's a good point. We could get that going on the soundboard.
Booyah!
He pulls his balls out of the ass. You had your balls in someone's ass?
Now that's a pro move.
Not your dick. Your balls.
Your balls.
Whoa. Oh.
Paige is currently getting 7 viruses from the links that he's clicking on.
Well, no, that's just like... That's like the bit from Cumtown. I don't know. I'll find it next week, I guess.
I'll do a little digging.
If I could play porn and it was just behind the curtain, that would have been a pretty fun way to end the show. The porn is here. My phone is here. That would have been kind of fun.
It's just off screen.
He stuffed both of his balls in. I'm just wondering how you do that. How do you put your balls
in? I think it's pretty clear, you just stuff them both in.
I know, but there's no...
It's like filling a turkey.
There's no penetrative power to a ball. It's a fucking... It's a ball.
It's a delicate dance. That's why it's a pro move.
I guess it is a pro move. The pro move right after is dropping a sweet booyah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm with you. It does seem painful, yeah. Jesus Christ. Wait, what were we talking about before?
Our weeks.
No, there was something other. We had something right there.
Godzilla.
Godzilla's the mom. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was gonna say this. Bride of Frankenstein, right?
Bride of Frankenstein.
We're talking about all the monster MILFs. First off, what's your vote, D? Bride of Frankenstein, MILF, no MILF.
If there's confirmation of a child, I say MILF.
That's a good point. I don't know if there's a kid Frankenstein.
Kid Frankenstein.
Kid Frankenstein.
That sounds like something that would be in Hotel Transylvania or something. Son of Frankenstein.
You're exactly right, Padgett. There is no penetrative power to a ball.
You gotta find your power elsewhere.
That's, you know. You gotta see some shit get stabbed, dog. It's no... here's my thing with Bride of Frankenstein. I wanna run this by you.
Okay. Shoot.
I vote, whether there's a kid or not, I vote no. She's not a MILF because she's made out of rotting flesh.
Okay. That's a compelling argument.
You know what I'm saying?
But would you like to fuck her?
No. Even though I could make a pretty fun resurrection joke, no. Even though I could take a bolt out of her neck and create an all new hole, no. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, you're not popping your balls out and saying booyah.
Yeah, even though I could put my balls in her ass. Dude, it just does that. That's terrifying.
It's like those like 2-hour compilation. It's like those 2-hour videos where it's like a complete silence, but every now and then there's the Taco Bell sound.
Yeah, no, I mean that's freaky because last time I had the soundboard pulled up. This time the soundboard's not even on my screen, and it's just deciding to fucking throw some dings in there.
Yo, well I guess that answers it.
I'm terrified.
I mean the soundboard is answered for us, I think. That's an affirmative.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That puts Bride of Frankenstein right in.
We don't like it, but we can't go against the soundboard.
Well, yeah, fair. But you're right. She's still on there. But my vote is no, because she's made out of rotting flesh. That's my point, is Frankenstein was made, right? And right. He was pissed off that he was a monster and he wanted to hang out and no one wanted to hang out with him. So he fucking got mad and attacked the doctor, right?
Right.
And the doctor's response was like, yo, I made you a wife, also out of rotting flesh. He's like, dude, I don't want a wife. Made him rotting flesh. What are you talking about?
He should have made him some boys to hang with, you know? Dude, a little crew right. of dudes.
Frankenstein needed some guys to crack open some cold ones with.
Yeah, he's a guy. He's a guy.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
I'd watch that movie, Guys of Frankenstein.
I mean, I think he hangs out with the other monsters. But
dude, that's the next movie in the boardroom is Frankenstein S dollar sign.
Yeah, you know what would be cooler than one Frankenstein? Like three or four Frankensteins. Yep, you got my money.
It's just The Hangover, but they're all Frankensteins.
Dude, I would definitely watch a Hangover version, a version of The Hangover where it's just Frankenstein. That would fucking rock.
It's The Hangover, but it's with Universal Monsters.
Yeah. Don't give the Wolfman a silver bullet.
Hey! Well, Paige, I gotta go make some dinner.
Be careful.
Thank you. I know you fear for me.
I do.
You got any plugs?
You're saying you'd like me to close the show?
I mean, you could do 5 minutes in heaven with Paige if you want. But I gotta go make some dinner.
No, we'll get out of here. We'll start with your plugs, because I'll close it.
This Friday, I'm playing an acoustic show. Check out my Instagram, @noisy, N-O-I-S, 2_E, for the details. I'll DM you the address if you shoot me a message. It's going to be somewhere in Manayunk in Philadelphia. So head on over to that if you're free.
Sweet. Yeah, what do I got? Well, I guess if you're on Instagram, the show's already here, baby, but we'll pop it on YouTube and fucking Spotify and platforms Spoofy. All over. So fucking wherever you're checking it out, give us a fucking subscribe or whatever.
Thank you. Thank you.
Other than that, I'm hosting at Rotten Ralph's on Wednesday. Come hang out at Rotten Ralph's.
Speaking of rotting flesh.
Speaking of rotting flesh. I did the showcase a couple weeks ago. It was fun. So they asked me to help out hosting. I'm like, come hang, dude. It'll be fun. A little stand-up comedy. And then Thursday, come to Raven. Come check out Raven. It's a fun time. It's been good.
Speaking of rotting flesh.
I wear a tank top. It's hot as fuck up there. So come to Raven. And other than that, yeah. Fucking thanks for checking out the show. Stay fucking hog wild. And always remember, there's no penetrative power in balls.
No penetrative power to a ball.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.